Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Are you planning to gas up the car and head to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving or Black Friday or Thanksgiving weekend? You're in luck. Gas prices really, really low in many, many states. I'm John Wardock. We'll talk to a gas price expert straight ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Joining us is Tom Closa. He is the global head of energy analysis at OPIS. That's the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, John.
GasBuddy.com has some information out there that it looks like the average national price for gas is going to be below $2 a gallon on Thanksgiving. What do you make of that news?
Well, I mean, you can sort of make the numbers dance to any kind of tune you want to. I don't think the average price will be below two. I think we're probably going to stall here around 205 or so. But I do think that 60% of the people across the country, if they have a mind to, they can find it for less than $2. And this is the cheapest Thanksgiving since 2008, when we really thought that the world was about to fall apart. And it's the cheapest Thanksgiving other than a non-recession year since 2004. So I calculate that the typical motorist is probably going to save somewhere between $50 and $75 between now and Christmas. What they do with that money is another matter. Maybe they'll spend some of it. Maybe they'll use some to pay off some debt.
Where are the cheapest gas prices right now regionally, would you say?
Cheapest gas prices actually show up in the Great Lakes and the Rust Belt, places like Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and southern Illinois. And they're low there because that's a market that tends to see demand outstrip supply a little bit during the summertime. But when all the refineries are going, there's no place for the product to go. So it's actually the interior of the country that has the cheapest prices right now. And I suspect that after a week or so of concern about some of the Saudi statements about crude oil and the Turkish and Russian sort of histrionics here in the last day or so, I suggest that we're going to see gas prices drop into the winter, although they may actually wobble a little bit higher here in the next few days because of the geopolitical situation.
And what about traveling on the coasts, East Coast, West Coast? How are prices looking there?
Now, you can find prices for less than $2 unless you're, you know, shopping in New York or Connecticut and some of the major cities. California is more expensive. You can find it for about $2.20 or so, but the average prices are much higher. You know, that's kind of a theme out there. The difference between, let's say, if you shop around and you spot a Costco or an off-price marketer and what you pay from the major oil companies has probably never been larger. There's almost an analogy there between first class and coach. And if you're a comfortable flying coach and using just a non-name brand gasoline, you can do quite well.
And what is driving down gas prices? Put your finger on one or two reasons.
Clearly, it's the glutting crude oil. And there's a glutting crude oil, and now that refineries are coming back from their maintenance, which takes place largely in October and November, a lot of the glutting crude oil is going to be transferred into a little bit of an uncomfortably high inventory situation for gasoline and diesel and jet fuel. So we're not just talking gasoline here now, but we absolutely have a crude oil glut. Sometimes people leap to use words that aren't appropriate, but this is a glut. We've never seen this much crude oil in North America in our lifetimes. The world is kind of crowded with crude oil. And if we don't get any sort of production cut from Saudi Arabia and some of its allies within OPEC, we're going to face a glut through most of 2016 for crude. And that largely trickled down to cheaper gas prices in the summer. But now that demand is lower for gasoline, it's about a million barrels a day or about 8 or 9% lower than it is in the summer, it leads to more sellers than buyers and cheaper prices. So somewhere between now and, let's say, Groundhog Day, probably in January, we're going to hit a bottom. And that's going to be the bottom, and then we'll launch higher in the spring when people begin to drive more, refineries go into maintenance again. But the one constant is that it looks as though we're going to have plenty of crude oil through 2016, if not beyond.
What about the impact on consumers? How do you think this is going to change their driving habits and the cars they buy?
Well, it's already had that impact. We stalled in terms of driving efficiency or car efficiency around August of 2014, around 26 miles per gallon for the new fleets or the new sales of cars. That's not necessarily a good thing. People are going back to using larger trucks and SUVs. Most of the SUVs they're opting for are the crossovers, but still, you know, the sales of cars like Priuses and the ones that get 40 miles per gallon are definitely off. Now, you've got some pretty tough standards that automakers have to reach in terms of the average car that they sell. It may be that, you know, that you're going to have to see higher prices or see some sort of government-led tipping of behavior to get people motivated to use some of the smaller cars. As far as driving goes, drove a little bit more this summer. That's a combination of cheap gas, but it's also a combination of more jobs. People who work drive. We don't think that the demand is going to continue to rise in 2016 because we're going to be anniversarying with some cheaper prices that took place in January, February 2015. So it's going to still be cheap gas relative to 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, but it's not going to be necessarily cheap versus a year ago.
So I guess if Santa Claus were to use gasoline in the sleigh, he would be in good shape this year, but we're not so sure about 2016.
Yeah, I think it's going to be in good shape. I mean, 2016, we're going to see cheap prices. We're still going to see a jump from wherever that bottom is in the winter. We'll go up 50 or 75 cents because we can't possibly have a glut of gasoline in the United States because we don't have the storage for it. In other words, you have kind of a Bay of Fundy there where you have tremendous tides and you have a high tide where prices go up every spring when the specification changes and refiners go into maintenance. So we'll see a jump. But the highs in 2016, much like the highs in 2015, are going to be lower than the lows that we saw from 2011 through 2014.
He is Tom Kloza, the global head of energy analysis at the Oil Price Information Service. Tom, thank you very much.
Oh, great. Have a nice Thanksgiving.